This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I mentioned it with Lynette and Dion a little bit up at the beginning of the program, a speech the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston made today about Fed independence and how the central bank is looking at the economy right now. We went over, Eric Rosengren and I did, the nuts and bolts of the speech itself. His basic gist is that it's okay for Congress to tell the Fed what it should focus on. Stable prices and maximum employment, the dual mandate, which we talk about all the time, but that the Fed should be able to decide how it gets the economy there in the end. And then we went bigger picture. You are, I think, the last Fed governor who will speak before the Fed enters its quiet period before its next meeting. You all spend a lot of time on communication. The chairman does. You can't turn around without a Fed governor making a speech, as you are today. What are you trying to tell people?
Well, it's important for people to understand how the economy is evolving and why we take the actions that we do. So it does get back to that accountability and the governance of the Fed. That 30 years ago, chairs of the Fed prided themselves in being obscure. That's no longer true. Being credible and transparent and thinking about communication are a much more important part of central banking than they were 30 or 40 years ago. And that means we really want the public to understand that we are trying to get maximum employment and get stable prices over time.
You know, it sure does look like, and I say this with all respect, it does look like y'all are paying a lot of attention to the markets lately, that you are attuned to how they are reacting. And I will point you just to yesterday and your colleague John Williams at the New York Fed, who gave a speech that said, you know, basically you got to cut when you got to cut. And so look out below. And then the market reacted. And an hour and a half, 2 hours later, the New York Fed had to walk it back and say, no, this was just an academic discussion. Talk to me about how you react to the markets, would you?
So we certainly pay attention to what's happening in financial markets. Financial markets are signaling what's happening in the overall economy, and people are investing dollars with a perspective on how the economy is going to evolve. So there is information from financial markets that we shouldn't ignore. But in the longer run, our goal is not to do something that, for example, on a temporary basis causes the stock market to go up but then decline sometime in the future, which is why our mandated goals from Congress are really focused on inflation and unemployment and not those financial variables.
I truly don't want to get too far into what the president has to say about the Federal Reserve, and I know you don't either, but Chairman Powell has said to me, and he has said to Congress and everybody who will listen, that he's sticking around and the Fed is politically independent, and it should be. That said, it cannot be ignored that at your next meeting, there is an expectation you're going to cut rates, which is what the president wants you to do.
So it's very important that we're data dependent. The outcomes from June till now have been quite good. I think we should continue to focus on that. But there are certainly uncertainties that we have to think about. One of those uncertainties would be whether we get a disruptive trade situation with China or with other trading partners. So I think those are considerations that we have to think about as well. But in the end, we should be focused on the data and not be particularly swayed by anything else that's going on.
So is this the pause that virtually or in fact, the rate cut that everybody's expecting? But I'll call it a pause because one never wants to predict the future. Is this pause sort of a just in case pause?
So my own view is that the economy is actually doing quite well. And at least to date, there's not that much evidence in the data that the economy is slowing down. We're probably going to get a GDP growth for the second quarter around 2%. That's certainly slower than how fast we were growing last year, which was closer to 3%. But nonetheless, it's faster than what the economy is going to grow in the longer run, which I would estimate to be about 1.75%. So it's actually a pretty good outcome. And my expectation is that the economy over the course of this year will continue to be growing at roughly 2%.
I was going to let you go, but then you said 1.75% in the long term. That's not good or high. Take your pick on the word you want to use.
Well, it depends on your framework. So it used to be the population was growing much more quickly. The labor force was growing much more quickly. And productivity was much higher. So it isn't good news to the extent that productivity hasn't been as strong as we would like. But the demographic trends are something that's affecting not only us, but Europe and Japan as well. And there's not much the Fed can do about demographics. So when you think about how fast the economy can grow, if you have a slowly growing population and the demographics are older, you're not going to have the same kind of growth as if your population's expanding very rapidly.
Hmm. Eric Rosengren, he's the president of the Boston Fed. Mr. Rosengren, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
I've enjoyed talking with you.